We've been hearing from Dario Greenidge, a young businessman who has been passionate about entrepreneurship since he was a teenager. He started out making air fresheners from soap on his mother's dining table, went into banking, went to university, and then opened a t-shirt line before opening Shine Automotive after giving up his job in the bank to do so. That was just over 10 years ago.
It took about 5 years to be able to even say that I had what could be considered to be a real business. And at that five-year mark, I had, because of one of my customers who had suggested I do it, I had joined a program called Bank On Me. And I always give credit to Bank On Me because that was a turning point for me in business. It was the first time I really had to design a business plan. And I, for the first time in business, had to pitch my business plan to professionals and to other experienced entrepreneurs. And I got a chance in real time to tweak and basically formulate what is the idea for Shine Automotive today. So things that I have in place now, which is our very own retail store, things like our product line, which is locally made, things like our detailing academy, which is coming on stream, things like the vision to have a flagship location and to do franchising and stuff for the business. All those are ideas that really and truly would have been harnessed and developed during the Bank On Me program. And I remember recently I was looking through my business plan from, I think, 2016 or so with a friend of mine a couple of weeks ago. And everything that I had in my business plan during Bank On Me, I had actually executed.
And though COVID-19 has affected his business, he says it has also stimulated new ideas. However, here's a concern.
I was a little disappointed with a few things, especially the institutional voids and the barriers that kind of prohibit the development of small businesses or emerging businesses, as I like to refer to them, as in Barbados. And I think now more than ever is a time where we should be, and I think I'm saying this generally, where we should be seeing business and entrepreneurship as opportunities and not risks. And I speak specifically to the financial service sector, where, you know, it is still a practice that if you're an entrepreneur, you automatically fall within a high risk category. Whereas if you have a job, that if you're working for someone, then your income is more guaranteed. And you're seen as a better candidate for lending and for financial aid and that kind of thing. And we got to get away from that, because we live in a world right now where entrepreneurship is really showing its true colors, is really paving the way for innovation, is paving the way for disruption in certain areas, and is definitely creating and will be responsible for creating a lot of opportunities for employment in the future.
When it comes to the attitude of the commercial banks to business in Barbados, Dario says this.
We as entrepreneurs, we have a very unique opportunity now to be able to acquire all the resources needed to be able to develop our businesses direct from the consumer. So there is the opportunity to disrupt the entire industry as it is now by, you know, not by stepping away from the ideology that the banks control the destiny and the future of business, and really looking directly at the consumer.
Tomorrow, Dario's big idea on Sagicor's early business.